Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is time right now. Hold on. Boy, I hope this is in here. It is time for the Hawk Report. Yes, found it. With sports director Jeff Hathorne. Hi, Jeff.
Chris, Donnie.
I'll start you with this, Jeff. It's good to see you.
You as well.
I have the Brewers Pirates highlights playing on TV. And did that not just feel like the game that is the microcosm of everything each franchise has been for the better part of the last 20 plus years? The Brewers have this flame throwing kid who looks like he's going to throw his arm off, you know, any old time. He's actually older than Paul Skeens, which I found funny. He's their phenom, but he's like 2 months older than Skeens. Skeens gets into some trouble. Pirates exacerbate that trouble. Brewers, on the other hand, play very sound defense just about the whole game. Find a way to nick Skeens a little bit and get to him a little bit because it was part them and part the Pirates helping them. And then just kind of cruise 4-2 in a game that never even felt remotely that close because the Pirates are putting, I don't even want to call it a JV lineup out there, a freshman team lineup out there. I said that these stats, 8 strikeouts, 2 hits allowed, 2 walks from Mizrowski, they should count for his minor league totals because of the lineup he was facing. It underscored everything that Milwaukee does well globally, Jeff, like in one game, and everything the Pirates just continue to fritter away.
So I think about it as a series. So the Pirates played a really nice game to win the first game of the series, and it was almost as if Milwaukee went, oh, that's nice. Now we've got the other two. And they needed Nick Gonzalez to go 5 for 5. They needed Reynolds to have a couple of extra base hits. I mean, all those things had to happen for them to score enough to win that first game. And then you looked at what they've done the last two. In 3 games, not only are they not getting hits, they struck out 40 times in 3 games.
It was what, 15, 12, and 13, I believe? Because did they strike out 15 in their last game of the previous series? I couldn't remember.
I think it was 11 yesterday and
13 today, so it had been 16.
16 the first game.
It's just, it's not even a serious lineup. I know that the stats are bad. I don't know about you. When I watch the actual at-bats themselves, they look even worse. The stats don't do justice to how uncompetitive a lot of these at-bats are.
So I did pre and post for the San Diego series, and Kevin Young was the analyst, and he joined me on postgame, and he said, you know what a number of the Pirates hitters, and he specifically called out Ji-Won Bae, need to do is watch Luis Arraez. Like, instead of just accepting the strikeout, try to find a way to get on base. Use your speed instead of just thinking, well, I can swing and miss like O'Neal Cruz. Like, try to figure out something else or find something unique or find another way to get on base. You can't have that little power and strike out that much. It's okay if you've got the power potential and you strike out 40 times, but when you are the worst power hitting team along with the worst hitting team, and you strike out that many times, there's just all kinds of bad things going on.
I mean, I also just have to go back to the point here that they're just a bad baseball team with not many good players. Like, you could have some of these guys try to go and go to the Luis Arraez school of hitting. You can't turn a bad hitter into a good hitter completely.
So it's also why you take a little different tack with O'Neal Cruz, because he is the one power hitter you have in your lineup, albeit not right now. He is that one guy that can turn in your lineup, and you don't have anything else.
Did they – well, one, what did you think of Don Kelly benching him mid-game yesterday? Your thoughts on just that?
Okay.
Do you think he should have benched him today? Because I do.
Yes.
And I don't know if he got asked about it in the post-game, the logic or rationale that went into keeping him in the lineup but moving him down for this game. I don't think he would ever answer this if he was asked honestly about it, but I think this is the truth. He'd say, I have to put him in there because who the hell else do I have? He can't put McCutchen out there.
But the way he's hitting, why not put Canario out there? Even against a flame-throwing right-hander.
No, I know. I know.
It ticks off Skeens that you don't put out your quote-unquote best lineup when he's out there. Great. I want him ticked off and walk in that room and glare over at O'Neal Cruz and be like, you weren't in the lineup because you didn't want to hustle. Like, that's where I think they – it was a bigger thing than just one game. That's what why I would love to see Cruz. And I know he said he didn't know how many outs there
were. That's not even an excuse. It's a terrible excuse.
Right. Either way, that's a huge mental mistake.
I wasn't dogging it. I just didn't know – I just was completely out to lunch on the situation. I don't think O'Neill Cruz, like – I'm trying to think of the right way to say this. I don't think he – that's just his default setting, is that's how he wants to play. You see him when he's off in a full gallop after a fly ball, he knows he's got to run down, he'll go get it. Or when he scored the run today, he knew he had to turn it on right after he hit third base and he was getting waved in, and he got home in what seemed like 2 seconds. But I just, it's very frustrating to me that they seem to have to continue to work to try to get through to him, like, hey, you don't have to run out. Maybe if you hit like a one-hop smash to the first baseman, you don't have to run down the line like it's Little League.
Right.
But like most other times, probably 90% of the things you do on a baseball field, do them with a little urgency.
And to his credit, and this shouldn't be credit because it should be what every player does, but he dove for that one ball, that looping little hit off Skeens, and then he immediately got up and ran back for it.
So I could not watch that closely. I need you to give me the scoop on that. A lot of our listeners were saying that was him like jogging in after the ball. I thought he went hard after that ball and just did not play it well.
He went hard after it, and he
played it very awkwardly.
Yes, I think a more experienced center fielder would have made that
play. He did not
seem
comfortable having the glove out to the side, and most good center fielders either catch that standing up because they get a great jump, or they're comfortable sliding and making that catch.
Right, and I think that's where experience will help with his steps. It's like knowing where that ball is, what exactly you need to do, whether you slide, whether you can get it off your shoe tops. I mean, it was just a little bit off. He did get right back up and run back. That is something every player should do, but he did at least do that this time.
The other thing with him is, what's going on? Like, I thought he did it this time, maybe. I was hoping to try to bait the runner because he knew he could throw him out at home if he could get him to run. The double clutching is a little strange out
Wainer,
there.
Does Wainer not, called him out big time.
Does
on,
not
on
seem
air.
Comfortable at all with whatever he's trying to do throwing the baseball. You're saying he called him out today for that one again?
He did. He's saying that you can't do that. And if that's any other type of hitter other than a catcher at third base, or any type of runner other than a catcher, he probably scores because you're double clutching.
The most charitable explanation I had was he knew what he was doing and intentionally tried to bait him into running, because the throw he made would have had him by a couple of steps at least, even though it was a little up the line. Man, he's got to be doing the fundamental stuff. He's new to the position still. He's played 75 games or whatever it is there. It's frustrating to see. Anyway, I'm going to get really mad if I keep talking about this game. Bob Nightingale, among others, saying the Cubs have interest in Mitch Keller and David Bednar. I would be more amenable to trading Bednar sooner rather than later, just because you don't know for sure if the bloom is going to stay on the rose there. What say you about this? And where do you come down on my broad point? You can answer this however you want. It kills me that the guy who built this mess gets to sell off the parts from the mess he built. I mean, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
I hate to get the like. I feel like I'm Lewis Black here. I'm going to loosen my tie here and start screaming into the mic. Why is the guy who's in year six of having built this roster to what it is, where it's 16 now, 17 under 500, getting to do this?
So I'll start with this. I think he got a little extra time because, and I think rightfully, he sold off what they had. They decided to strip it down, and they were going to build it back up. The problem is now that they've built it back up, whether it's him just making bad deals, him not getting the money he either thought he was going to get or was never going to get to get real players in. However that scenario worked, I understand why he had a little bit more time than others. It's just, I mean, look at this team he's constructed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
It's terrible.
Bob has a piece of it because they're not spending anywhere near what winning teams need to spend. But, man, how about allocating all that money into one player and then roll the dice with some of the other with these backups or the bullpen guy? Like, it comes down to money. Charrington's made too many mistakes. I don't understand why, if you got rid of the manager, you're going to keep the general manager, because there are enough people in that front office. You could have still held a draft. You still could have done trade deadline.
Scouting director runs that draft anyway. The general manager gets to make the pick, but so, he's always informed by the scouting director.
Assuming he's a lame duck, why would you want a lame duck to potentially set you up for the future?
It's a half measure that's going to set them up for failure again. The order of operations here is off, and I would put that back on the owner. You have to make the hard calls. You don't want to admit that you need a hard reset that maybe centers around Skeens. Tough luck, man. That's what we can all see from the outside. They're on pace to lose 99 games right now.
To your earlier point, I would trade anybody but Skeens or Cruz.
If somebody bowled me over with the idea that they think they can get the most out of O'Neill Cruz and gave me a good offer in return, I'd do it.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, no. And what would happen is they'd actually do that. The guys they'd get in return would be stinky. Cruz would go somewhere. The light bulb would go on, and he'd hit 45 home runs.
And if the Red Sox decided, you know what, we really need an ace, how about Bubba Chandler for Roman Anthony? I would do that in a heartbeat.
I'm so jaded that I would just say the Pirates would get Roman Anthony and be like, we know you're the best hitting prospect in the sport, but anyway, here's what we need to tweak about your approach. And turn him into a singles hitter who strikes out a lot and doesn't hit singles.
I mean, the good thing so far is they haven't messed with Connor Griffin. Let's hope that continues.
Well, I know. They've taken the same hands-off tack that they did with Skeens, and I'm with you 100%. Like, they need to continue to do that. We've got Judge Donnie coming up next, and Jeff is going to pull double duty. He's going to step into the courtroom as special counsel.
So did you hear what happened the other week? When
I was gone? Or what?
When you guys were both gone, it was Dom against Pony. And it was the Aaron Rodgers will win a playoff game. Dom was for winning a playoff game, but he could have won, except he discussed AFC championship into a Super Bowl.
Well, that's typical Dom. He just started out with something somewhat reasonable and then took it to a horrifying extreme.
So what are you guys doing today?
I'm not telling you, mainly because I think I already tipped my hand on something.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I might be changing it.
The judge never really even gets his notice until
the gears might be
up.
Turning in real time right now, because I might have had to go completely off script here, because I might have tipped my hand 5 minutes ago on something I was going to otherwise have to argue against.
Well, those hour-long interviews with Milwaukee stations will do that to you.
Oh, don't get me started.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.